Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, 33. And today is Thursday, September the 29th of 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to jump into a topic that has to do with consciousness, just this whole theme that we've been kind of breaking down the last couple of weeks, helping you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the most important thing for us to really, really wrap our brain around is this ideal. There is an ideal that we all have, and this ideal is given to us by the powers that be. Now, the powers that be, there's good powers and there's bad powers. And these powers that be have an agenda. And so everything on earth is purpose. So when stuff happens in your life, good or bad, there is a reason. So stop, or after you address what happened, the next thing that you should address is why it happened. And so when we look at scriptures, and we look at Christendom, and we look at, the whole overall, the big picture. The big picture is we are having an experience. Now, we may not be able to describe how we're having this experience. For example, there's this new technology that's coming out with these glasses or these goggles that's by, I think it's by Samsung. And these goggles allow you to experience virtual reality. So the Samsung virtual reality glasses that if I'm, again, I don't know too much about virtual reality, but I think they're by Samsung. And this virtual reality, now look at the word. Now we're talking about righteousness and holiness, which are the two things that everybody that's in Christendom or everybody wants to adhere to. So people want to be righteous or people want to be holy. Everybody knowingly or unknowingly is striving after these two options. As you know, I never go with option A or option B. I always go with option C. So before we talk about option C, Let's look at option A and option B. Virtual reality allows you to experience reality while you're sitting in the chair. Now, you should be scratching your head right about now. If you're not, let me scratch it for you. So you mean to tell me I can sit in my chair and put some goggles on my eyeballs and my body will sense or feel like I'm on a roller coaster? Can someone please explain to me how in the beep does that work? How can I experience something without experiencing it? So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because I don't know if you get it. How does virtual reality work? So these virtual reality glasses that people can wear, they do something or they manipulate something to fool or to trick. So how does technology trick the brain? The same way spirituality tricks the brain. The same way Lucifer tricks the brain. The same trick. Where do you think they got it from? Everything, all technology is dumbed down spirituality. So the virtual reality headset plays upon your brain. And so this virtual reality, again, is what they call augmented reality. And so it's a technology that used because the brain cannot differentiate or cannot discern whether something is real or not. Brain processes image. It is an image processor. So the brain really doesn't know if the image is real or not. So what determines reality? If the brain don't know what is real, does your ears? Do you got any other senses that can help you understand what is real? So virtual reality, again, if you research it, now today's show is not about virtual reality. Today's show is about a great question that I had that I thought about, and I was like, man, I was doing a show similar to that, talking about consciousness, but this ideal of righteousness and holiness, again, is just like the ideal of the tree of knowledge and knowledge of good and evil. Righteousness and holiness is two sides of the same coin. It's option A or option B. As you know, I never, ever, ever choose between option A and option B. I always choose option C because option C is never presented. That's how you know it's a trick. You always know it's a trick because the person is not presenting to you all of the options. They don't even, so how are you supposed to choose something that's not even on the table? And if you really look at these options that are available, let's address the first option, righteousness. Now, the Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. That's the first problem I have with righteousness. Tell you how, hey, dog, you need to be righteous. Now, according to the Helios Biblios, the word righteous actually means purity. It means uprightness. Now, so righteousness has to do with a quality. It has to do with the conduct. It has to do with the mental state of being right. Remember, righteousness is a mental state. It is a mental disposition. It has nothing to do with your physical activity. So there's a mental disposition that puts you in character, in perfect character, in God's character, according to Job chapter 36, verse 3, according to Isaiah chapter 51, verse 5, according to John chapter 17, verse 25. These are scriptures, yeah, and there's a plethora, Romans 14, 7, Ephesians 5, 9, that talks about righteousness, which is similar to justification. Because righteousness is like you're being right. It means you're being just. But righteousness is not something that is in your repertoire. Let me say that again. What exactly, just like virtual reality, what is reality? Reality is not in your repertoire. Reality is not obtainable. Reality, like particles, is a trick. It's an illusion. Particle physics is an illusion. There's no such thing. Quantum physics is an illusion. There's no such thing. So why did I study quantum physics? Why did I study photon physics? Why did I study particle physics? because I want to understand quarks and kunos. I want to understand the relativity of the universe. Why? Because they're searching right now for the God particle. It doesn't exist. Why? God is not a particle. What is God? He's a wave. He's a hazy state. He's a frequency. He's a vibration. So while you're talking about particle consciousness, a.k.a. Christ consciousness, I'm talking about wave consciousness, a.k.a. Chris or Christos consciousness. Because remember, the original text, one means an implement of Yah. The other one means drugged by Yah. So again, one means, these are the two options that they're given. You can be used or you can be drugged. How about I don't choose neither one of them? How about I be it? Instead of being an instrument, or instead of being drugged by an instrument. Now again, I know this is contrary to your theology, but you got to pimp the game. Because again, we are individual expressions of God. That's what you are. You are an individual expression of God. Now, I'm not saying that you are God. I'm saying that you are an expression. The Bible says that you are a royal priest. It says that you are a holy nation. It says that you are a joint heir. It says that you are a son and that you are a daughter, that you are the offspring. So, therefore, the scripture says that there's none, meaning that there's no one that has perfected God's character. That's what righteousness means. So that's not an option. Now, I know you're striving for it, but I don't recommend you do that. Now, should you do that? Hey, knock yourself out if you want to do that. What about holiness? What about option two? Everybody said, hey, dog, I want to be holy. So is holiness an option? Now, we got whole churches that they know the whole holiness movement. So holiness, my brothers and sisters, is a specific tradition. Because if you look at the word holy, again, we're not talking about rocket science. We're simply looking at the terms that are the labels, that are the limits that have been given to us based upon the etymology of the word. So holiness means a state of being holy. So notice both words are states of being. Now, brothers and sisters, how many states of being are there? How many being statements? I have a book that explains it. I've done many shows on being statements inside of the Helios Biblios. Do you know? Think about it. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. So there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that says, be ye kind. One scripture says, be ye transformed. Another scripture says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Now, there are seven being statements in the Helios Biblios. Those are mental dispositions. So if you want, when the Bible says, think on these things, if you want dunamis power, if you really want to be effective in the kingdom or outside the kingdom or anywhere in your life, these are the statements that you should be ascertaining. Now, when it says, be ye holy, what does it mean? Holiness is not a reality. Holiness is not something that you do. Holiness is something that you be. Righteousness is not something that you do. Righteousness is something that you be. Now, I would ascertain option number three. Because, again, the scripture says something that is really, really profound in 1 Peter. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 says, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives in a reverent fear during the temporary, notice your state, during your temporary stay on earth. Temporary. You're just passing through. So, while you're passing through, since your Father is set apart, the word holy means that your mind sets you apart. It makes you different. You're a little cray-cray. People look at you and they're like, man, that dude is strange. He's different. What does that mean? That means just as he who called, now many are called, few are chosen. So he called you to do what? To maintain a particular mindset. And your mindset is going to create a particular emotion. And your emotion is going to create a particular action. So don't focus on the action, focus on the mindset. So there's two mental dispositions that you should be striving for. One, be righteous. Two, be holy. I would recommend option three, because option three, now remember, in the garden, that was the tree of life. First, there was a tree that was good for sight. That was the tree that was good to eat. That was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then that was the tree of life. So, brothers and sisters, I suggest instead of eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, notice they're both on the same tree. We live in a world of duality. Up and down is the same tree. Left and right is the same tree. Happy and sad is the same tree. So let's go to another tree, the tree of life. So the tree of life is existence. So when Moses was on the mountain and Yahushua, or that God, told to Moses, and Moses said, hey, dude, who you be? He said, what's your name? Notice what his response was. Now, the text we have says, I am that I am. And that's the wrong. In Hebrew, in the ancient text, Paleo-Hebrew, the cuneiform text, when we go back and we look at the ancient documents, it said, that deity says, I am that. And then he, period, exclamation point, comma, whatever you want to put in there, put something in there. He says, I am that. And then he drew a blank for you to fill it in. And then after you put whatever it is that you believe he is in that blank, then he says, I am. God is to you whatever the hell you want him to be. That's why we got umpteen religions and we got buku denominations. Look at the word denomination. You see the word demon in there. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because, see, we've been lied to. The same way virtual reality works is the same way spirituality works. Virtual reality is an illusion. Reality is an illusion. So let me make sure that we are all grasping this same straw, righteousness, holiness, or existence. Now, Yahushua said, or the deity said, I am the existing one. That's what it means. Asha Ayah, it means existing one. It means he exists. Now, he didn't say how he exists. He didn't say if he exists holy. He didn't say that he exists as righteousness. Isaiah says, I am the Lord. I create darkness and evil. I do these things. That's what the book of Isaiah 44, somewhere in there, that's what it says. People say, wait a minute, what? Well, where does evil come from, brother? There's only one force on the planet. Where does all of the electromagnetic spectrum come from? There's only one light. There's only one expression. There's only one molecule or element on the periodic table. All of the 100 and whatever 14 on the periodic table, they are all the manipulation of the one. What is the number one element on the periodic table? The number one atomic. And what is the atomic number of the number one element? If you look at the periodic table, you will see a number one, and you'll see the letter H. And that H stands for hydrogen. 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 Every element on the periodic table is a manipulation. Because you can go to any number. Notice all of the elements are numbered on the periodic table. So, for example, if you look at the periodic table and you take element number 25 from the periodic table, let's say number 3, lithium. So lithium is a molecule on the periodic table. Its number is 3. So that means 3 hydrogen atoms combined gives me lithium. I don't know if you understood what I just said, so let me break it down for you. You can take molecule number 108. I don't know what it is, whichever one it is on the periodic table. It doesn't matter. It's still hydrogen. You just take 108 hydrogen atoms and you get that chemical. Now, why didn't they just say that in chemistry? Why is chemistry so difficult? Mathematics is the same. Everything on Earth is the same. It's just one. It's just God expressing himself. You are an expression of God, brother. So why are you trying to be something that you already are? What does that mean, though? What does it mean? If I'm a millionaire, Do I try to go out and try to be a millionaire? If I got $1 million in the bank, am I going to try to go be? Am I going to try to go? Now, remember, whatever you be, you create the energy or the emotions in your body to go and do. So why do I need to do things that millionaires do if I'm already a millionaire? See, if I'm already a millionaire, I'm not going to try to be a millionaire. I'm going to try to be a multi-millionaire now. Or I want to be a billionaire. Brothers and sisters, you're trying to be something that you already are. You're trying to be righteous. You already are righteous. You're trying to be holy. You already are holy. Now, remember, the Father would never ask you to be something that you're not. And so don't try to be something. You have to exist in what you are. What does that mean? Be yourself. Now, what does that mean when I say be yourself? That means everything that I teach. Why do I give Dear Kinnear Report? And why do I break it down into four? And why did I tell you that this is your life optimization number? Those four numbers that make up your Dear Kinnear Report represents the four chambers of your heart. So your heart, remember the show I did yesterday? Home is where your heart is. The only time I have peace is when those four numbers that make up my essence, that is how I be righteous. What is righteous? It means right standing. How can I stand in the right place? Now, it's not a physical stance. It's a mental disposition. So how do I maintain my mental, my mindset? Why is there a war going on in my mind? Why is there something attacking my mind? Why is there always a pull on my mind to get me outside of righteousness, to get me from being set apart and to make me apart and make me just like everybody else? It's because I'm not existing in peace. I'm not existing in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. How do I exist in that? By being in my position. What is my position? That's my Christ. What is my Christ? I am Christ. I don't have to go find Christ. What does that mean? That means that the word Christ, again, according to Strong Concordance, according to the lexicon, the word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Where does my power come from? It doesn't come from the name. It comes from the office. Now, if you don't understand that, may God have mercy on your soul. Because notice the number. Count the number of times in the Bible the name Christ comes before Jesus. Triple dare you to do that. Triple dare you to go to Google, your favorite search engine, and research how many times you see the name Jesus Christ. And then how many times you see the name Christ Jesus. And when is the title before the name? And why is the title before the name? Now, as I said yesterday, why doesn't former presidents still have the power of being president? Why can't George Bush, why doesn't he have the controls to all of the nuclear armament? He ain't president no more. Why come Bill Clinton, he's still walking around giving speeches? How come Bill Clinton is not in the White House right now? Because he's not president. He's not in office. You think your power comes from your name? No. So you want to take on demons and devils and you don't know who you are? So you want to wrestle against the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So don't try to be righteous. Now remember, God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness prior. Now remember, according to Jeremiah, it says that he knew you in your mother's womb. He predestined you. What does that mean? That means he gave you a predetermined destiny. Now, all I'm doing is revealing it to you. How do I know your predetermined destiny? Because he put it inside of your codex. He put it inside of your codon. He put it inside of the dinucleic acid. He put it inside of your DNA. So all I do is go inside of your DNA, and there's a book in there that it tells me everything about you. So based upon your DNA, I know your predetermined destiny. DNA, Dear Kinnear, is just another word for destiny, which is another word for service, which is another word for ministry. They're all saying the same thing. So you have a way that you should think that sets you apart so you can exist. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. That's called the Trinity. Now, this is a cookie blower. I understand. But you're trying to be one of them. You need to be all three of them. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, because this is how the enemy dissects you. Because right now you're debating a Muslim. You're debating Islam. You're debating Hinduism, Buddhism, Sufism, the Kabbalah, you know, Satanism, you know, shamanism, you know, Wicca, you know. You're debating all of this stuff, instead of embracing all of this stuff. Now, you think all of these different teachings are contrary to one another, right? What is the central theme that runs through all of many religions? All of them got the same thing. But see, if I blindfold 100 people and I station them at different points around an elephant and I ask them to describe to me what they're describing, I would get 100 different descriptions of the same animal. 100 different descriptions of the same animal. Go to the periodic table. Please, if you're sitting at home, this will change your life if you can understand. If you are sitting at home, please, please go to Google. Please. Or your favorite search engine. Type in the word periodic table. Please, click on the images of the periodic table and look at the number of different descriptions of one atom. There is only one atom, brother. So you mean to tell me you think you exist? There's only one atom and there's only one Adam, A-D-A-M. We are all blood cells inside of the body of Christ. Why do you think he's the head and you call the body? Why does the Bible say that there are many members of the body and we can all do? My heart cannot do what my spleen does. My spleen cannot do what my liver does. My liver can't do what my kidneys does. They all got a purpose. They all got a job, but they are all a part of the one body. Look at all of the different periodic, look at all of the different chemicals on the periodic table. They're all the same. There's only one, hydrogen. Notice that the color of hydrogen is purple. Look at the periodic table and notice the color of the hydrogen atom. Why is hydro, now I've done many shows on the word hydro. The Bible says you cannot enter into the kingdom except by, you remember? Water and blood. Now, a lot of people are doing this, but notice in the beginning of the Bible, when the Spirit of God moved and it hovered over the water. Now, water is made up of H2O. What is it about water? Because, you see, water is the genetic code of the ideal or the essence or the expression that we call God. Now, we can't describe God. We try to, but whatever label that we put on him is too small. So what is hydrocortisone? What is hydroperoxide? What is hydro, all of these different words that use this word hydro? What about hydroplaning? What about hydro, what's another one, electricity? But what is the meaning of the prefix hydro? Hydro simply means water. So it is a water gene. Now notice that in the book of John, it says that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. So word is a frequency. It's a wave. What is water? Isn't that water a wave? So what is hydropower? What is hydro energy? Hydrogen, hydro is the thing that amplifies everything else on the planet. And so the problem that we have, my brothers and sisters, is that we're trying to choose between righteousness and holiness. When we have to encompass righteousness and holiness in order for us to have existence-ness, if that's a word, existence. Now, remember I talked about a lot of people got faith, a lot of people got fat, but very few people got fruit. So you need all three. You need faith, and that faith that you have is going to drive you to find some facts. And once you find them facts, then you're going to have some fruit. But if you got faith that doesn't drive you to seek facts, you don't have faith. I know a lot of people that got faith, and they never look for facts to validate their faith. They say, brother, I don't need faith. That's true, man, that's true. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence See, I got evidence that's not seen. Do you got any evidence? I got biological evidence. I got historical evidence. I got ancient texts or spiritual evidence. So I got a lot of evidence that backs up my faith, so that's why I have fruit in my life. Now, a lot of people say that, hey, Doc, you ain't got no fruit, homie. You ain't got $1 million in the bank. You're not a very wealthy man. You know, you're not, you know, in pristine health. You don't have all, you're not all knowing. You're not all powerful. You're all present. Your relationships, yeah. Well, you just, you know, your relationships are not that great. So how in the world are you going to come in and tell me that your life is, you know, that you just guru? You Master Teacher 33. How the hell should we call you Master Teacher 33? I never told nobody to call me. That's just a term or label I used. I thought it was interesting. It was a branding. That's the only reason I use it. But what allows me to operate in right thinking? And the next question you should be asking yourself is, Doc, what is right thinking? Because anybody can think, but what is right? Righteousness, like holiness, what is holiness? Set apart. Set apart from what? Let me end with simply saying this. Right thinking is the expanding of the consciousness into your content. Right thinking is changing your conception of your character from worldliness to godliness. Right thinking is change. Right thinking is fruit. So when you think right, you feel right, you act right. Now, your definition of right is the problem. Because, see, your definition of right was given to you by the pimp. See, you are practicing pimpology. Because, see, you're part of a patriarchal system that was given to you by the papacy that was put on paper so that way you could be a pimp for the Pope. So if I don't have the right paper, a degree, if I don't have the right paper, marriage certificate, if I don't have the right paper, driver's license, if I don't have the right paper, birth certificate, then I am not considered right. But you see, the Pope establishes the definition of the word right. I'm not under the pimpocracy of popocracy. I don't adhere to papacy. I don't take my orders from the papal bull. Now, most people do. Unfortunately, they take their orders from the Helios Biblius. They get it from the Bible. Now, I know what you're thinking. Throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? That's what the enemy wants you to do. He put that into the text. It wasn't there. It was added. So we got to just take it out and keep the original text. That is what makes you holy. What is holiness? Set apart. What is set apart? Meaning that the Bible says that narrow is the road that leads to righteousness, or the road to lead to the kingdom. So what is the largest religion in the world? Can somebody please tell me? Please go to Google, type in largest religion in the world, hit enter, click on images. What you going to see? Number one, religion, Christianity. Number two, Islam. So I already know that those two, option one and two, those, again, option A and B, not for me. Why? Because broad is the road. I'm not going on that road. So I want to go down the narrow road. The narrow road. See, Yahushua, contrary to popular belief, he wasn't a Christian. Christianity came on after he left. He was in the scene. How many people practice what the Essenes practice? Most people don't even know who the hell they were. You want to change your life? Research who really Yahushua was. See, he was the existing one. That's what Asha means. It means the existing one. And the way that he existed, his emphasis was not on being righteous or being holy. His emphasis was on existing, so as being in a state of mind that allowed him, again, to have faith that, again, was able to find facts, that those facts led to him producing fruit. So when he walked past the fig tree and the fig tree had no fruit, the fig tree had faith, the fig tree had facts, the faith was the fact that it was there, the fact was the fact that, hey, I could see it, but it didn't have no fruit, so he cursed that fig tree. Not because it didn't have facts. That's not why it was cursed. Not because the fact that it wasn't cursed because it, you know, it wasn't there. It was cursed because it had no fruit. So if you got faith, that's great. If you got facts, that's outstanding. But make sure your faith powers you to get facts. And those facts motivate you to produce fruit. Your righteousness, your mindset should motivate you to pull away from everybody else. And when you pull away from everybody else, you're going to exist as you. So your right way of thinking allows you to separate yourself from the masses so that way you can be who you're designed to be. That, my brother, that, my sister, is wave consciousness, what some people call quantum consciousness, what others call Christ consciousness, but what I call Christos consciousness. It's not on this planet. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is, at least the name they tell us, is Yahuwah. The name that they gave us is Yahushua. But that's too small. And the Ruach, the Pneuma, the set apart one, is known as the Holy Spirit. And that's too small. But one thing that's not small is wave consciousness, because it's like the wind. It leads you and guides you in all truth. Don't limit it by putting a label on it. Don't limit God by labeling God. And don't limit yourself by labeling yourself. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pocket. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.